first perek of Chala Mishnah Dalet. Eilu chayovim b'maisa zepturim min achala. The previous Mishnah mentioned the things that are chayv and chala and potter from maisa, and these are things that are chayv and maisa and potter from chala. So the first list are things that are not from the five types of grains, which are chayv and maisa, but the potter from chala, because we remember before, chala is only from the five grains. So orez, padochen, rice, and doichan, millet, are other grains, and they're not chayv and chala, trogim, poppy seeds, shumshim, sesame seeds, kidneys, different types of legumes, beans, peas, and the like. All these things are chayv from maizes and potter from chala. Even if you make them into a flour and make a bread or a cake out of these things, they're also potter from chala. Next thing that is potter from chala is pachas machamishes revoin the tvua. If you have less than 5/4 of a cow, which is a sheer chala, you potter from chala. And there's different shittas how big this shear is. Somewhere between 1 point, most machmer would be about 1.2 kilo to about 2.25 kilo. Anything less than that, so then the lower amount is potter completely, and in between those two numbers is chayv with a suffix. It's 2.25 kilos, and for sure you can make a brach on the chala that you're taking off. The third listing are things like this. The chiyuv of challah is on lechem. Lechem is bread. The nature of bread, classic bread, is it's made out of a thick dough and it's baked. It's missing one of those two things, which is it's a very soft dough, or it wasn't baked, it was boiled, or cooked in oil, or heated in the sun. It's missing one of the components of being a bread. All these things are like that. The sivgonim, according to the Rav, is talking about something that has a very soft dough. And the truth is like this. We'll see later on that something that starts off as a soft dough, and then when you bake it, it hardens into a regular type of dough, like many cakes have a soft batter, but they turn into a regular cake. That is chayv v'challah. Because it's chayv v'challah mitzad afia, mitzad the baking. But this is something that is soft, and it remains soft even after you bake it. Dubshonim are things that are boiled in honey. So it's boiled, it's not baked. Eskeritin are also some type of wafers that are also very soft dough. And could be they're also boiled in honey. Chalas hamatres, this type of bread which is boiled, all these ones are potter from challah. Now over here there's a whole big discussion about this. There's some Rishonim that learn that Mishnah told me that when you make the dough you're planning to cook it in this fashion, and therefore it's potter from challah. We're talking about, let's backtrack a second. If it's a soft dough, which starts off soft and it's going to end up soft, then it's potter challah. The question is, what happens if you make a regular dough, but you're planning to boil it afterwards, or you plan to boil it in honey or oil or water, whatever you're going to do. So, the simple implication of our Mishnah is, doesn't it differentiate, then even in such a case, it will also be potter challah, since you made the dough, almanas, to boil it and not to bake it, which is what many Rishonim hold. And that's the Pasha of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shach and the Shulchan Aruch brings the Shita of Rabbi Natan that says that if the dough was a full-fledged dough in the beginning, that even though you were planning to boil it afterwards, it's still chayv and challah. Therefore, if you're making, for example, they have these suvganiyot, what they call today, jelly donuts. So that's a regular dough, which was made in order to boil it in oil. So according to the first opinion, which is the Iker Adin, it's potter from challah. Shach says it's kedai to be machmir to after Shkhal Kadar Bracha, once again, if you have the right amount of dough, then even though you're planning to boil it, since it's a full-fledged dough, you should take the Shkhal Kadar Bracha. Yeah. Meduma. The next case is Meduma, which is a mixture of truma together with hulin, so it's also vazarim, and it has, it's something that can only be eaten by kohanim, and therefore it's potter from achala, because this has the truma mixed into it already, and chala is also considered type of truma. In such a case, it's potter from chala. All these are pturim from chala for all above mentioned reasons.